Welcome to Collaboration is Queen, a New World Women production. I'm your host, Dawn Morningstar, one of three co-founders of New World Women. Sean Vougeot, Mecca Page, and I have collaborated to co-create New World Women, a women's organization that shares profits with women to reward them for expanding their consciousness and nurturing themselves. Our unique offering supports women's self-empowerment and economic sufficiency, and it emerged out of a respectful, inclusive, co-creative process based on collaboration at every turn. And fun. Yes, there was lots of fun. The three of us are often overheard saying, collaboration is queen. We invite you to welcome more collaboration into your life, knowing that you don't have to do it alone, whatever it is for you. Dust off your crown and enjoy. And always remember, collaboration is queen. It is my honor, my privilege, my joy to introduce to you these two amazing women who are bright lights on this planet, I will tell you that. Lana Gendelin Brooks and Karina Muller are amazing humans, and they have something very special to share with us this evening, which is, I'm sure, why you're here. So let me tell you a little bit about them, and then I'll ask them a couple of questions so you can get to know them better, and then they'll get into their teaching. And after our announcements, we will be raffling off a beautiful heart-centric pendulum for someone here on the call this evening. So Lana is a certified life coach and creative wellness advocate who empowers her clients to discover their innate creativity and shift by tapping into their creative flow. Achieving this state allows you to envision different possibilities that life has to offer and step into a life of fulfillment, whether navigating through challenging times, facing career issues, relationship concerns, or finding peace and balance. Karina is also a certified life coach who helps her clients change their lives by stepping into their power to live with joy, meaning, and fulfillment. By developing goals and taking action steps to enhance their lives, Karina helps her clients achieve and sustain their identified change. I love that phrase, identified change. Lana and Karina met when they were both getting their life coaching certifications at the Learning Journeys International School of Coaching, which is the same school where I received my certification just many more moons before Lana and Karina did. The most important philosophy that Lana and Karina learned in coaching school is that everyone has the answers they seek already within themselves. And as coaches, it's their job to help their clients source those answers. After meeting, the two of them discovered how working with a pendulum helps their clients source those answers from within. And that's how Heart-Centric Divine Creations was born. Isn't that a beautiful name? Heart-Centric. Their mission is to help people discover the power of their intuition through the use of a pendulum. Lana and Karina handcraft one-of-a-kind pendulums that are available for sale, as well as educate people on how to use them once they have them. Their book about pendulums is being published by Llewellyn Worldwide in June of 2024. And if you'd like to purchase a handcrafted heart-centric pendulum, you can visit their website. It's hcdivinecreations.com. And they have a special offer for you that I'll tell you about after their teaching. And this will all be in the follow-up emails. We always send out a follow-up email with the replay in it. We'll have all this information in there for you. So, Lana and Karina, how has pendulum work impacted your lives?
That's a great question. So I think the way that it's impacted our lives is that when we surrendered and tapped into our intuitive guidance and our intuitive wisdom, we realized that there were so many more opportunities for us to not only, you know, take our careers in new direction, but also to really truly live in the state of flow. Living with joy, with peace, with purpose, it's available to all of us. And it is something that, you know, we learned. Doesn't mean that, you know, when you're in a state of flow, doesn't mean it's going to be easy, but it would, it does mean is that there's going to be less trial and error. So it's just a way of getting out of your head and into your heart and following the wisdom and guidance that is already available to you.
Yes. Well, so I'm Lana Karina, just if, in case anybody's wondering who's who. And I just want to say thank you for having us here today. We're just excited to be here and to share our message with the lovely, amazing women of New World Women. I would just add to what Karina said in that we are examples of two women who, you know, had corporate careers, nonprofit careers. You know, we've been in this business for years and years. And when we discovered the beauty and the power of the pendulum, we had to surrender. And then when things get tough, we have to surrender some more. And the pendulum has helped me, at least, you know, so much in that it allows me to see what is my truth from a really, really authentic place. And even if I'm not ready to take action on that, I know that as I move along my journey, that I am being guided by what is truth and honesty from my heart and soul and what I really want and what is right for me. Not what everybody else thinks is right for me, because everybody has well and, you know, good intentions mostly. But everybody comes at, you know, when you go to other people for advice or just to bounce things off of them, they're going to come at it from their own perspective and from their own lens. And we say this phrase a lot, but nobody knows what's right for you better than you. So the pendulum has really allowed us to just surrender and follow our path, our yellow brick road. And by doing so, amazing things have happened and have unfolded. And, you know, it's been a wild ride. We have not been doing this for that long. It has been just under 2 years or so. And just the people we've met, the doors that have opened, I can't even tell you. We're examples of just two regular women, right? Who have followed our guidance and our intuition, and everybody can, and we just want to empower women and those who are seeking to find answers within themselves to tap in. And the pendulum is just the perfect tool to do that. So
beautiful, beautiful. Seeing some heads nodding on what you've said. Thank you for sharing that beautiful wisdom. So tell us why you think that pendulum work is more important now than ever.
Yeah, I think it's more important now than ever because we see so many people really truly awakening to their truth and seeing the world for really what it is. And having that discernment is really, truly critical. So you're not really stuck in this, you know, really dark place of what the news and the, you know, the mainstream media is telling us on a daily basis. So how do we practice discernment and really, truly follow what is true to us and really remain sovereign? So a pendulum allows us to, in the moments of when we lack in clarity, to really tap in for that clarity so that we can really discover and reinforce where we truly stand with ourselves and what is relevant to us at this moment.
Yeah, no, I also believe that we are experiencing a shift on a collective level. And, you know, there are different schools of thought in terms of how the shift is happening and what is happening, but we believe that we are entering an age of Aquarius and an age of, you know, feminine divine, which, you know, we're not bashing at all masculinity. And, you know, there needs to be a balance between feminine and masculine energy, but we've been in this time where masculine energy has dominated and we're entering a different era. And so as we can see, and for some people it's subliminal and for others, it's just way out there. It is a time where we feel these changes happening and people are looking to go within for answers and not just following, you know, the norm or the crowd or whatever, you know, institution and organization tries to instill upon us. So it is just we believe that now is it is the prime time to help people connect. And there are many tools that you can use to help you do that. We believe the pendulum is the best one out there because they are quick and they're visual and they're portable. They're just amazing tools. They're kind of, you know, they're like your, they're your amazing guidance assistants. They're your ears and your eyes.
So, you know, just to build on what Lana had said, you know, what we would love to do is we would love to help humanity really shift into their intuitive knowings and follow the guidance that comes from that rather than be consumed by a state of fear. And so often we see people paralyzed to move their lives forward because the fear keeps them stuck. And what we are here to do is we're here to help empower humanity to just move past that fear because it's not serving you. It's not serving anybody. There's so much opportunity that's available to all of us. All we have to do is look beyond the fear. And a pendulum is another wonderful tool that helps us discover those outcomes.
Beautiful. And I know tonight you'll be sharing your wisdom for both those who are brand new to pendulums and for those who are pendulum pros, as they might think of themselves. I think of the two of you as the pendulum pros, truly. We are also very, very blessed to know that once we launch, you will be teaching in New World Women for our members. So everyone, if this feels like something that you believe would be supportive on your journey, make sure that once we launch, you take a look at Lana and Karina's teachings. Whenever we come together for this divine purpose, it's always a beautiful blessing in our lives. So I'll turn it over to the two of you. And at the end of your teaching, we'll have a large group sharing if anyone would like to share, and we'll have a couple of questions to ask you. And thank you in advance for your beautiful sharing your beautiful wisdom.
Thank you.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, we're so excited. We're really excited.
We're so excited. Thank you for having us.
Yes. So, okay. So we were going to share a little bit about our story, but you did a great introduction. So thank you so much. You mentioned something around the name Heartcentric and how that name was born. It was really when Karina and I met and we discovered that we have very similar values. We wanted to help each other and, you know, help get our coaching careers going. And Karina has her own consulting and coaching business, and so do I, separate of Heartcentric. And hers is called Clientcentric, and mine is Heart's Work Consulting and Coaching. So we literally took Heart and Centric and fused them together, and that's how we became Heartcentric.
Yeah.
And the way this all came about, do you want to tell them the story of the pendulum and how we discovered this?
Yeah. So Lana and I formed Heartcentric, and we're out there coaching corporate clients, helping teams, all this kind of stuff. And one time we were out to dinner with another friend of ours, and I'm trying to figure out an answer to something that I was, you know, I was trying to make a decision on something. And Lana's like, well, why don't you ask a pendulum? And I'm like, what is a pendulum? So Lana grabs her necklace and shows me how to use a necklace as a pendulum, which is wonderful because anything weighted is going to do the trick. And from then on, I was absolutely fascinated. So Lana and I were making like other jewelry. We're making bracelets and other stuff just for fun, just as a little creative outlet, well, you know, as a distraction from doing all this other corporate coaching work. So I thought, well, maybe I can make one. And then I made one and I gifted it to Lana. And then before you know it, we've got friends who, you know, are working in art galleries and boutiques and stuff like that. You got to bring these in. You got to do a pop-up. And we're like, oh my gosh. So we did, we made a bunch. And before you know it, it's like people wanted them. People wanted to work with them. People wanted to learn about them. And because every time they had them in their hands, it was like this incredible light bulb moment. Like, I did that. I can do this. I can tap into myself for all of the guidance. And this is what we live for. We live for that moment because we really, truly believe that all of you are so powerful and knowledgeable and have everything you need already inside of you. We live for that moment that when people discover it and are like, yes, I got this. I am in the driver's seat of my life.
Totally. Yeah. And the reason we share that is because, again, I mean, if you had asked me, you know, what do you think you'd be doing like 3 years ago, it would not be, you know, educating and making and having a business around pendulums. So you just never know what's going to happen in your life. We truly know that we were gifted this by the universe, the way that we were brought together. There's just been so many synchronicities. So that's how HeartCentric was born. Yeah. And it really is our mission. We're so passionate about doing this work. And so we're really excited to share it with you today. So,
yeah. And one of the things that we learned is, you know, even though a pendulum has been around for literally thousands of years, highly likely before like recorded history, mm-hmm. Very few people know about them.
Yes.
And, you know, we have gotten, you know, over 1,000 pendulums into people's hands, which is just very life-giving to us. But we also are very cognizant of the education that needs to happen.
Yeah.
So they're amazing energetic tools.
Yeah.
We are bringing them back. We're destigmatizing them, demystifying them. We're explaining how the science works, what is the history of the pendulum, and all the things that you can do. So,
We're
on a mission. Right. And it's really fun to be on purpose.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, so that's very life-giving. So,
okay.
Yeah. So let's talk about,
what's a pendulum?
Yeah.
For those of you who have worked with pendulums, and you know, this might be a little bit of review, but for those of you who have not worked with a pendulum, it is a tool. It really is a tool that you can use to tap into your subconscious mind. It works with your energy. And if people are interested, we can certainly explain, as Karina mentioned, there is a science behind it, but it also works with your energy. So you're really connecting to your higher self. You're connecting on a spiritual soul heart level. And they're weighted. So it's a weighted tool. We'll just show you an example. If you have not seen it, I hope everybody can see that. This is just one example. We handcraft all of ours, but like we said, anything weighted on a string can be a tool or can be a pendulum. They're really personal tools. We'll talk about this a little bit later as well. It's wise to have a personal pendulum because the more you connect with it, the more you bond with it, the more it's going to work with your energy. And so, so as a personal tool, we believe they should be beautiful. You really want to love it. You want to nurture it. It is like a friend, right? Your own personal friend. So that is really what a pendulum is. As Karina mentioned, they've been around for thousands of years. And they've been used for a lot of different purposes. Dowsing, if you're familiar with dowsing, that is searching for underground resources, mainly water, but so many other things. And really, it is a tool that you use for accessing your inner wisdom and your intuition, connecting.
Yeah. And I just want to talk a little bit about that. So we're all intuitive beings. And, you know, some of us are very, very familiar with our clairs and which clairs are more highly developed in us than others. But at the end of the day, like what we all have in common is, like we said before, our intuition is really super valuable. It is like what we would call our superpower. So the pendulum just taps into your intuition. So if you think about your conscious mind versus the subconscious. So what we love to refer to is Albert Einstein referred to this graphic, and Sigmund Freud. So both of them, like this iceberg graphic. So there's a tip of the iceberg, and then there's everything that's underneath the water. So your conscious mind is about 5%. It's like the tip of the iceberg, but the real gold is your subconscious, which is about 95%. So that's where your wisdom lies. And our subconscious has really truly recorded everything that we've ever experienced. So all the books we've read, every show we watched, every conversation we've had, every emotion that we've ever experienced, all of that is stored, but our conscious mind only gives us access to very, very, very little of that. But it is available to us. It's available to us whenever we want to tap in. And imagine this incredible repository that already has all your experiences in there. It can be of service to you and act as your guiding system when you tap in with a pendulum and ask the appropriate questions. So that is really sort of the why intuition and why subconscious. And we're going to actually work with you today. We're going to show you how to use a pendulum, how to calibrate it, how to tap in, how to ask the questions. Because when you are constantly practicing this practice, this pendulum practice of tapping in and going within, you will notice how some things that have seemed to be obstacles are not so major anymore, and how some big, huge decisions don't seem overwhelming as much. So it is just your path, what we believe is into that state of flow when you're really, truly flowing in your life, flowing with the universe.
Yeah. And your intuition, it is like a muscle. So just like any other practice, whether it's yoga or, you know, if you have some kind of regimen at the gym, the more you strengthen your intuition, the more it's going to work for you. You're going to begin to trust yourself more. And so working with a pendulum takes patience. It takes, you know, some knowledge. It's not easy, or it's not difficult to learn how to use a pendulum, but just like anything else, you want to really strengthen that intuitive muscle of yours, because as Karina mentioned, it's your superpower, right? It's going to help guide you. So if everybody, I know we asked everyone to either bring their pendulum, or if you have a necklace, oh, look at Dawn's ancient wisdom. We love that. Okay. That's a very special one. But we're going to show you and walk you through how you work with a pendulum. And the first thing you should know is that the pendulum can answer basic yes and no questions. So you have to understand, what does a yes movement look like for you, and what does a no movement look like for you? You can actually program your pendulum to also show you a maybe and a not now, because sometimes we're just not ready to receive that information. So that might be where you get like a not now, or if you're really unsure, you might get a maybe, but we're just going to start with the yes and the no. Okay. So let's see. Everybody see this? Okay. All right. So you want to hold your pendulum in your dominant hand. Well, I'll just wait and make sure everybody has either a necklace or something weighted or a pendulum that they're working with. And I can't see everybody's screen here, but okay. So you want to hold the pendulum in your dominant hand, and you can hold it by the topper. That is what's comfortable for me. But if you have a longer chain, like this is a longer pendulum, you can also drape it like that, or some people like to hold it with their thumb and middle finger. So whatever is comfortable for you, and you can place your other hand underneath it to kind of stabilize the energy. Okay. So hopefully everybody has a pendulum in hand. And one key to pendulum work is just being grounded as well. And Don and Mecca and Sean did a great job of getting us grounded. But we would always recommend that, you know, you take a deep breath or do some kind of, you know, ritual for yourself. So get grounded. And then you're just going to simply ask it. You're going to say, please show me a yes.
And just remember, your yes movement is going to be individual to you. My yes movement is different than Lana's. So take a moment, allow the pendulum to connect with yourself, with your energy, and allow it to start moving on its own. And if you're more comfortable, you can rest the elbow of your dominant hand on your table, on your desk, wherever it is that you're sitting. Mm-hmm. So just the most important thing is that you just want to be comfortable.
Yes. And of course, keep your hand and your arm very still and let the pendulum show you what your yes movement looks like.
You can say it out loud or you could just think it. And my yes is a clockwise circle.
And my yes is back and forth. Once you learn your yes and your no movements, no matter what pendulum you use, they're going to be the same. So that's why we're calibrating them right now. The only time they might change is if you have put down the pendulum for like a year or two, or it's been a long time, then you want to kind of, yeah. So once you're pretty clear on your yes, go ahead and do the same thing. And you can just ask or say in your head or out loud, please show me a no and watch what happens.
If you forget what your yes movement is and what your no movement is, all you have to do is ask.
So hopefully we see some pendulums really moving, and we can help with some troubleshooting in a little bit here too, but hopefully everybody is learning what their yes and what their no is. We always recommend that you keep calibrating your pendulum a little bit, especially in the beginning when you're just getting to know the movements. So you can ask a very simple question that you know the yes answer to. For example, is my name Lana? Or did I have coffee for breakfast or something, you know, that you know the yes answer to?
Yeah, my name is not Lana.
Right. So.
Is my name Trina? Yes. Thank you.
And same thing with a no question. So something you know the no answer to. We just keep it really simple in the beginning. So we're just going to give you just a few minutes to practice and really get to know your yes and your no. We'll just take maybe, I don't know, 3 minutes. Yeah. Does that sound good? 2 minutes.
And, you know, while you take a few minutes to practice, we're just going to give you a few tips. One of the things that we always recommend is your pendulum work should be focused on the present moment. We don't really ask about the future because the future, there's just so many possibilities, but what we can have certainty in is how we are feeling or processing or experiencing the present moment. That's where we can get the biggest clarity. So we always recommend stick to the present moment. The other thing that we want to recommend is when you're asking questions, ask them as to how they relate to you. Rather than, you know, if you're curious if Johnny wants to have dinner with you tonight, rather than asking, does Johnny want to have dinner with me tonight? Ask, is it optimal for me to have dinner with Johnny tonight?
Yeah, that's a really good point because we don't know what Johnny believes or thinks or what is buried in Johnny's subconscious. You can only have access to your subconscious, right? So you want to keep it about yourself. Yeah.
Absolutely. And also, Lana, do you want to talk a little bit about how we recommend that you phrase the questions?
So a few tips on just how to ask the right question, because working with a pendulum, this is where the the practice comes in. There is an art to asking the question. So try to avoid asking should questions. Should I move to Colorado because I cannot stand any more Minnesota winters? I don't know. Maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't. Should is very subjective. So a better way to frame that up would be to ask, is it most optimal for me, or is it in my best interest to move to Colorado? So stay clear of should and can. Can is similar. Can I do this, or can I change industries? Whatever it is that is applicable to you or what you're curious about. So try to keep it to, is it in my best interest? Is it most optimal? And then if you can get specific, that is also going to help get you the most accurate response from your pendulum. So it would be even better to say, is it most optimal for me to move to Colorado within the next year? So if you can give a time frame, that is also helpful as well. Do you have other kind of tips or suggestions on how to ask the question?
Yeah, what I would recommend is that you start out with very simple questions, and you start out, as you start your practice, you want to really get confident that you are getting the most optimal intuitive guidance, and that when you act on that guidance, you actually receive benefit. So what we recommend is, rather than diving in and asking, you know, do I resign from my job on Monday? You know, major stuff like that. We recommend you start small.
Yeah.
One example would be, okay, so is it optimal for me to eat oatmeal for breakfast this morning? Would be like just a really simple example of how to begin. And if you get the answer of yes, then what you could do is have that oatmeal and then pause by noon and kind of take stock of, well, how did that oatmeal benefit me throughout my morning? Was I productive? Was I energetic? Was I really, you know, feeling good throughout all the things that I had to accomplish? So just take stock of that, because when you pause and reflect, you're like, yeah, I was guided in the right direction. So start with things that aren't like, you know, mission critical in your life, just because we want you to get really comfortable with the benefits of working with a pendulum and building up that confidence. So when, you know, you do really dive in for much bigger, much more impactful stuff, then you are that much more comfortable with your pendulum practice. So yeah, start with small stuff. Take it when you go shopping. And, you know, if you're deciding between the green purse and the black purse, perfect time to tap in with your pendulum. So all the things, like, don't need to start big, start with small steps.
This is really beautiful. We have about 7 minutes left, and I do see some questions coming in. And I'm wondering if you could also share something that might be helpful for someone who's been using their pendulum for a long time, thinks of it as their friend. Is there any wisdom that you can share there? And then final thought, and then we'll go into questions if you, or observations, if you're ready to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If you've been using a pendulum for a long time and it is part of your daily practice, we would actually ask a couple of questions too to understand how are you using your pendulum. You know, there are some kind of more advanced things you can do with pendulum work. I mean, people do use pendulums for divination as well. So we talk about not using it for the future. You have to be pretty careful with that, but maybe you want to use your pendulum to check chakras, or to open your chakras, or to clear energy from your spaces. So I'd be curious to learn a little bit more about, you know, your current pendulum practice and where you want to take it. There's so much you can do with a pendulum. I mean, right now we're going through the basics of how to calibrate a pendulum and understand what your motions are for yes and no. However, you can find missing objects with a pendulum. You can test for food sensitivities with a pendulum. We wanted to take everybody through a prioritization exercise today, but I think that we'll do that another time, or, you know, if somebody wants to kind of work with us on a one-on-one basis, we can do that. So there are so many ways to use a pendulum. It's endless.
Well, and I just want to maybe throw out an example for those that are, you know, more advanced and more experienced. One thing that you could consider is maybe combining two spiritual practices into one. For example, if you pull a tarot card every morning, or you pull an oracle card, one of the things that you could consider doing is actually using a pendulum to guide you to the most optimal card to pull. So you could spread your cards out and set the intention of, I would like to pull the most optimal card that is going to help me make the best decisions for the rest of the day, or help me shift into a higher state of vibration, whatever it is your intention is, whatever it is you try and accomplish. So spread out the deck, use the pendulum, identify the pendulum will point you to the card, and see what kind of magic you can create.
Another kind of just quick add-on is that for those who are a little more advanced, I'm not sure if maybe you're already doing this, but you can always, you can always confirm, am I interpreting things the right way? Like, am I interpreting the messages that I'm getting? Is this correct? So there are so many ways to continue your pendulum practice. Be curious to learn more about what you're currently doing.
Yeah. If there's any ambiguity, this is a great way to get the clarity. Yeah. Yeah. And what we recommend, especially if you're advanced, journal it. Take notes, plan your pendulum session, plan out your questions, take notes, and draw the conclusions after you see what shows up. So that would be a really great thing for you to enhance your pendulum practice.
Beautiful. Are you ready for some questions?
Absolutely.
These are the ones from the chat, and then we'll let people raise their hands if they would like to. The first one is from Ellen, and she asks, my pendulum does not move when my eyes are shut. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So going back to getting grounded, one thing about working with a pendulum that is a fundamental too is the reason that we want to get grounded. I mean, there are many reasons we want to get grounded, right? But you want to stay detached from the outcome. Our minds are very, very powerful. So if you're thinking something in your mind and you're like, I really want this to be a yes, I really want this to be a yes, or whatever it is, if you can really try to let go and let the pendulum show you, it is going to extract what is deep inside of you without you having to do anything, right? So so that would be my advice, is why. And typically what's interesting about that is we typically see the other way around. Sometimes we give this tip, if someone's pendulum is, they can't get it to move or it's not moving, we say, okay, don't look at the pendulum, just ask your question and let go, close your eyes and let it start moving. Mm-hmm. And this works every time. And then open your eyes and see which direction it's going. So I would say really try to clear your mind.
The other thing that we would always recommend is make sure you cleanse and charge your pendulum.
Yep.
So, you know, we do that with smoke cleansing. We do that with selenite. So we always recommend that before you sit down, make sure your pendulum is really cleansed and charged. You don't want it to hang on to any unwanted energies.
That's a really good point. Oftentimes, especially if your pendulum is made from crystals or gemstones, they carry energy with them. It can get stagnant just like other crystals. So you want to cleanse them on a regular basis and then charge them.
Yeah.
So that could be.
And we could also, if you still are having trouble, reach out to us. We're happy to troubleshoot. So.
And I'm sorry, Gales, what does charge them mean for the beginners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good question. Charging them is really infusing them with your energy.
and infusing them with good energy. When you bring a crystal home, it probably does carry energy, old energy, stagnant energy, whoever's hands it was in, or, you know, the surroundings that it was in. So you really want to cleanse it and then infuse it. Infuse it with your energy, with your good vibrations, with good intentions, and that will really help power it up.
Yeah, moonlight is another great one. Way. Yeah.
We have another question here. We want to make sure we have time for the raffle and for your closing ceremony, which we're very much looking forward to. So what if, Sean wants to know, what if our pendulum moves the same way, whether we're asking a yes or no question?
So I would say that the first thing I would check for is make sure you're giving ample time between your questions. So if you're asking a question and it's moving in a yes motion, and then you're asking another question, you want to let it stop, or you can even stop it. So there are a couple of different ways. You can say thank you and it'll calm down, or you just simply stop it. And then ask the question and let it show you the other direction. But again, it's about getting really clear when you're programming it and when you're calibrating it on what your yes and your no movements are. And it might just take a little time to do that. Sometimes it's just not the right pendulum too.
Sometimes it's not the right pendulum, and sometimes it's not the right time. So, you know, be okay with walking away from your practice for a little bit and then coming back. Again, you know, you want to make sure it's cleansed and it's charged. You want to make sure that every time you sit down with it, you calibrate it, ask, show me my yes, show me my no. And if you're new to the practice, don't be surprised if either your yes or your no is actually a standstill. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this could be an indication of a movement. So it may not be moving, but it could still be what it is for you. So for example, for me, I have a yes movement, I have a no movement, I have a maybe movement, but my not now, when I calibrate for not now, it's a standstill. And we've seen plenty of people whose their yes is a standstill, whose no is a standstill. So if it's not moving, that could be your answer. That's just how it behaves for that particular calibration.
But keep testing it so you make sure that you're getting the most accurate response and movement.
And the last question that we'll have time for right now, which is why I'm so happy you'll be teaching in New World Women Live, is can you tell us more about the maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's obviously scales of gray, like gray areas. Sometimes you might be getting a yes because it's higher probability that this is a good idea, right? But sometimes when you want to go deeper and you want to understand, you know, what really truly is this fit? You know, you gave me a yes, but I want to understand, is it a 7 out of 10? Is it a 9 out of 10? Is it a 10 out of 10? Like, you want to really understand where you stand on this particular question. So all you need to do, you could just write down on a piece of paper, numbers 1 through 10, and ask the pendulum, help me understand the fit of this. And hold your pendulum over the piece of paper until it starts going in your yes motion, whatever number that is. And you're like, okay, well, now I know that this is a 7 out of 10. I think I can do better. Or these shoes that I'm thinking about, they're a 9 out of 10. I think I'm getting them. So whatever it is, you can always test for the scale and for the fit.
At a basic level, a maybe basically says that you're uncertain. That is, you're not sure about the situation. So, you know, the thing to remember is when you're working with a pendulum, you're asking a question, it is one data point in time, right? So maybe you're unsure, you know, on Tuesday, but the following Friday, based on events that have occurred in your everyday life, or who knows, you know, information that you've learned, you can ask the pendulum the same question and you might get a different answer. So maybe is basically telling you that your subconscious is telling you, you're not sure. You're just not really sure. It's a maybe, right? Which can be different than not now. Not now could be just that this isn't the right time. And your higher self knows more than you do, right? And knows that it's not the right time for you to receive that information. Hopefully that answers the question. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I know you'll be doing the closing ceremony. So we're going to move into announcements right now. So Mecca Page, I think, is still on the call. She was losing her internet connection there for a while down in Charleston, South Carolina.
Thank you, Dawn. Yes, it's back. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. So I will screen share here quick, and we will go through the announcements. So we want to start off with thanking all of our founding mothers. We're so excited and so appreciative of your support and your participation and your contributions for our magazine and all the things that you do to keep us happy and helping everyone. We only have 9 original founding mother spots left. So if anyone is on this call that's not a founding mother or is seeing replay somehow, please consider becoming a founding mother soon because you want to be in the original group.
Yes. And if you have questions about that, I'm happy to meet with you on Zoom. You could just reach out to me at dawn@newworldwomen.com and I'm happy to schedule with you.
Perfect. And a big thank you to all of our luminaries. We are so grateful for the information that you share with us and all of the teachings that you're preparing for all of for our New World Women lives coming up and the courses that we're going to be creating. So if you are a founding mother or want to be a founding mother and think that you would like to teach and be a luminary, then also please reach out to Dawn and schedule an appointment with her to talk about what it means to become a luminary for New World Women. And we are in the process of putting together our 3rd quarter issue of the New World Women magazine. And so we are accepting contributions to that issue. Even though the deadline just ended 2 days ago, if anyone has something they want to slip in, please get it to me right away. Send it to mecca@newworldwomen.com. And that issue will be coming out a little bit later in September. And we are also proud sponsors of BreathLogic's Fiesta Sunset Dinner Cruise, which is happening on September 23rd. Early bird tickets are on sale right now for only $100 each. After August 31st, they go up to $125. Lori Ellis Young and Nancy Chakran are the co-founders of BreathLogic. Lori is one of our luminaries, and they have just spent the past 10 years creating an amazing nonprofit organization that we are very proud to be part of and sponsoring their celebration cruise. So please consider coming and meeting some fabulous women. I'm serious. They have a big following of very, very energetic women. So that's a great place to network and to be part of. What's the next one coming up? We are also a proud sponsor of the 39th Annual Women in Spirituality Conference. And that is going to be held on Saturday and Sunday, September 23rd and 24th at St. Mary's University in Cascade Meadows campus in Rochester. So please consider taking a look at their website, womeninspirituality.org, and considering signing up and going to that event as well.
One of our founding mothers, Sherry Paragai, is going to be having her beautiful Gemmy wands there for sale. And I'm not sure if Lana and Karina are going to be there as well, and maybe some of our other founding mothers. So it's going to be an amazing weekend.
Well, that weekend, the 23rd and 24th, is going to be a really busy weekend, isn't it? September 21st, we have Dawn Marion and Annie Fitzgerald, 2 luminaries of New World Women, will be doing a special equinox celebration honoring the light within.
I lost her.
Yeah.
Put that on your calendar and plan. Oh, I don't know if you can hear me. Do I have to repeat that?
It's okay.
Yes. September 21st.
September 21st, we'll have our next. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, for sure. September 21st, please register for that at newworldwomen.com on the events tab so you can save your seat. Excellent. And then the next slide, I think that is it. So that is it for our announcements. We're going to do our raffle drawing right now. Wonderful. Mecca, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Mecca.
Thank you. Okay. So we have, let me just see how many participants we have. 40. We have 36 on the call tonight. So let me share my screen. So we do this really quick, easy, simple. Go to random.org. And I'm going to put 36 in here. And I'm going to generate the number. The magic number is 13. So then I stop my share and I go to my gallery screen and I count, what was that? 13.
13.
I count, and not including the five of us, obviously. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Julene Jackson. Miss Julene Jackson, you are the winner of a beautifully one-of-a-kind heart-centric pendulum. And so we will connect Julene with Lana and Karina via email. So be on the lookout for that email. We'll connect the three of you so that you can get this beautiful pendulum sent to you. We're excited for you. We're jealous and we're excited.
Because I never win anything. So I am totally
it was your time.
Surprised.
It was your time, Julene.
I guess.
That's beautiful.
Matter of fact, I was halfway listening because it was like, well, I know it's not going to be me. So what the hell? Silly me.
I need to hook you up.
Yes, you're going to get right. Hooked up. Yay.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lana Karina, for gifting that beautiful pendulum.
She's thank you.
Love it. So we'd like to thank all of you for joining us. And we wish to show our heartfelt appreciation for Lana and Karina. Thank you both so much. If you would like to learn more about New World Women, please visit newworldwomen.com. We hope to see you at our next month's Birds of a Feather Together call. And again, you can save your seat at newworldwomen.com under the events tab. And please invite your like-hearted women friends. So now in closing, Lana and Karina would like to take you through a short ceremony utilizing your pendulum.
Okay, well, what we thought we would do all together is take your pendulum in your hand, in your dominant hand, and we want you to just kind of close your eyes and set an intention for both yourself and also an intention for the world. Because God knows we sure need it right now. So whatever you want to send out there, and just think about that in your mind's eye and let your pendulum begin to swing. Typically, what we're doing is we are collectively sending out positive energy. We're sending out positive energy to ourselves and we are sending out positive energy into the world. Typically, what this looks like is the pendulum will swing in a clockwise direction. So when you think about your intentions, think about sending them out to yourself, to your auric field around you. And then think about sending them out even further. It can be to your home and then to your street. You can think about sending them out to the state that you're in, to your country. Just keep letting the vibration amplify outward and think about spreading your love and your good energy into the world. And we're just going to infuse that positive energy out as far and wide as we can and really amplify the vibration of the pendulum. Take a deep breath and let it out slowly. And last but not least, when you're working with a pendulum, you always want to remember to give gratitude when you're finished. So we say thank you. And how do you want to close this out?
Yeah, Gina? And I just, yes, and I want to thank our wonderful hosts, Sean and Mecca and Dawn, for having us on tonight. It was an absolute pleasure and a delight to be part of this. We're totally, truly honored. We loved every minute, and we hope that we were able to educate and inspire. And we're sending all of you lots of love and good vibes.
Thank you so much. And if we'd like to open up our mics by unmuting ourselves, just place a word of blessing or gratitude, one word, and that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love.
Namaste.
Beauty.
Thankful.
Blessings.
Gratitude.
Serenity.
Joy.
Peace.
Intuition.
Peace.
Abundance.
Wisdom.
Love.
And something showed up in the chat, true joy. And on that note, we say farewell. We'll see you next time.
Please visit newworldwomen.com to learn more about our exciting collaboration and how it can support you and other women in your life. We would love to welcome you into our first founder circle, which you can explore on our site. If you like Collaboration is Queen, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. Thank you, and remember to keep your crown ready so women can collaborate to create a new world for themselves and for our world, a world of love, inclusion, collaboration, and abundance.